Stop wasting your time trying to figure out how much paint to order when bidding a job. This is the secret formula that you need to know. Today, I want to quickly share with you how I figure out how much paint and primer that I need to buy in order to paint a new construction house. Now, you might have come from one of our other videos with regards to the 3.6 rule and why that's such a handy tool when it comes to figuring out total finished square feet. Or maybe with our second video, you learned how you can use that 3.6 rule to figure out how much paint you need to purchase. I bring up these two videos because it lays a beautiful groundwork for the brief discussion we're going to have today. The reason why you clicked on this video is because I promised that in 30 seconds or less, I could explain how much paint you need for a normal new construction home. Once again, from our other video, we need to set the parameters. In this particular project, we do one coat total on the ceiling, plus then that becomes the primer coat on the walls. Then we put two top coats on the walls only. The next thing is we have knockdown texture on the ceilings and smooth walls. And third, we have one total color. Now, before we continue, let's make a deal. If I can do this in 30 seconds or less, you have to hit that like and subscribe button. All right, let's do it. Promise, 30 seconds. Start the timer right now. Our house is 2,344 square feet. Figure 1 5-gallon bucket of primer for every 350 floor square feet. I'm going to need 7 buckets or 35 gallons of primer. Then I take the floor square feet, round it to the nearest 100. I take the first two numbers, and that's it. So this house is 2,344 square feet. So I'm going to order 35 gallons of primer and 23 gallons of top coat. Now, feel free to tweak this for your particular houses, but for these parameters, I've done this literally hundreds of times, and it works. Let's help each other out. What is the secret formula that you use to quickly figure out how much material you need to buy? Please share it in the comments below, and we'll highlight the best ones in another video. Now, before I go, I have a very important question that I need to ask you. Do you close 70, 80, or 90% of the jobs that you bid? Well, if you do, congratulations to you. But what if I told you that that was actually costing you money? In our next video, we'll discuss that and we'll talk about how we can fix it. In the meantime, thanks for listening and we'll see you next time.